Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome. This is Wednesday, the 12th of February, 2014, 18:30 UTC. On the English channel, we have Ojunte Otune, Alan Greenberg, Adito Kumbo Aviola. On the French channel, we have Aziz Ilali, Michel Tenang, Etienne Titimbi, Tijani Benjema, Olivier Crepin-Leblon, Yaorit Atohun, Aliou Traoré, Oyetat Kayode, Pierre Dubounou, and Fatimata Seyesila. We have the apologies from Boudouin Chumbe and Alioune Diop. From staff, we have Sylvia Vivanco, Yaobi Atuhun, and myself, Gisela Gruber. I would like to remind you to say your name, not only for the transcript, but also for our interpreters so that they can identify you on our channel. Thank you very much. I will now turn the floor to Aziz. Thank you, Gisela. Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you for being here. We are going to begin with the agenda. We're going to begin with item number 2, which concerns open public consultations. As usual, we are going to talk about the declarations on which ALAC works, the public comment for which ALAC works. There is, first of all, the proposal by the ICANN Registry Agreement, which consists of a new contract for the GTLD for the main names, especially for point branch, that is to say brand. Second item is the common correspondence between ALAC and La Crallo, which concerns the topic of the Brazil conference and OneNet, which currently is in a status of submission. Third item on which ALAC is working is the correspondence on the protection of extensions corresponding to international government organizations and international NGOs, the generic TLD. Also, recommendations, we have talked about this the last time. Currently, these comments are in solution. Fourth item, the study on who is misused. A study is being conducted by the Carnegie University, which examines the measures on which information of who is contacts are being misused, such as spam, phishing, identity theft, or data theft, etc. Seventh item, which is important, the relationship between the working group, DNS security, and stability analysis, which is undergoing now. Sixth item, working group on geographic regions. Let me remind you that we have conducted a statement as a FRALO, a statement that we submitted to the PDG of ICANN after the meeting in Buenos Aires. Seventh item, the mission, the vision on the preparation of a strategy. Now I would like to turn to the statement of to the approvals currently prepared, reviewed, or voted by ALAC. There are 2 items. There's 1 draft criteria and process for selection, which is called ETOS Award. I don't know if I'm pronouncing it well. For master stakeholders, which is framed within the creation of a program by ICANN of an award to acknowledge the efforts of the community participants in the framework, as I just mentioned, for multi-stakeholder participation. Second item is about examination of the conference and the presentation of the community of the Root Zone DNSSEC, its major role as responsible for key signing. Three items which are open to the public, ALAC or not. It is an update of the working group of experts on DTLD, which describes progress accomplished after the initial report on the recommendations for the next generation RDF for the replacement of the system. Second item is about the new rules on the adjudication on DTLDs. And finally, the third item is the final report for the review team and accountability and transparency, which we called ATRT2. For this item, for public consultation, Mr. Alain Greenberg has requested if it is possible to take the floor some minutes to talk about the domain on which he would like to say some words. So if you agree, we are going to give him the floor, and then we will turn to the discussion about the public consultation. I will now give the floor to Alain Greenberg.
Thank you very much. I just wanted to mention that there's recently been a discussion on the ALAC list on domain hijacking. That's when someone pretends they're the registrant and essentially takes over, steals the domain. And it's a problem which is moderately serious in that it's difficult to stop and sometimes difficult to reverse. But the reason I'm bringing it up now is it's also very closely related to the problem that has occurred with ISOC Kenya, the ALS we're trying to bring into at large, because in that case, the domain, the official owner from the registrar's point of view of the domain was not ISOC Kenya, but a web design company. And therefore, when it expired, from the registrar's point of view, ISOC Kenya did not own it, and therefore it looked as if they were trying to steal the domain because there was no relationship between them and who was identified as the owner. So the two issues are very linked in that if you want to stop hijacking, you put stronger measures in place to stop someone from taking control of a domain that is not theirs, but that also makes it much more difficult for someone to regain a domain when it was not properly registered in their name. So the two things work in opposite directions, and I think there will be some work going on in at large on this, and it may be of interest to people in AFRALO, just because you can see not only the hijacking problem, but the other side of the problem also. So I just wanted to mention that, and there will be some work starting in the near future, and you may be interested in participating. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Alan. Can we ask Gisela if it is possible to mute the noise that we are hearing? So Tijani is asking for the floor. Tijani? Thank you, Aziz. Could you please, Gisela, mute, because audio is not clear for interpreters. There's also a noise from somebody. The topic was mentioned by Alan. Alan, it is not in the case of a de-doubling. It is done by intermediaries. Intermediaries to inform the property rights of domain. This was opposed. I had the same case from an LS. The only solution was to buy again. It wasn't a good thing. We didn't have a choice.
Merci, Tijani.
Thank you, Tijani. Are there other comments or questions from participants? If there are no comments, we are going to now move to the next item. Report. We are going to begin with recent activity for ALAC. I will now give the floor to one of the next three persons, Tijani, Oberan. I think Oberan is not there. Would you like to take the floor? No response. I'll give the floor to Tijani then. Okay. I thought the new ALAC made the effort to participate in the teleconference ALAC has taken charge of many things, as you know, among others the revision of the ALAC procedure so as to give the responsibility to all railroads to replace for the selection of the board members selected by at large to be able to replace from major impeachments. Also, the creation of an ad hoc group. In particular, it's a matter that we are discussing. I think ALAC has given approval for the creation of this ad hoc group. Third item, Singapore. A lot of interest because we begin to have a program for the Singapore meeting. So it is a very important topic for us because there are other constituencies of ICANN to prepare the items to discuss, etc. Next item. At large, in Mexico. The second takes place in London in June. An organizing committee with several subcommittees, which are there's a subcommittee that would take place of events, general program, another subcommittee that takes care of the social aspects, etc., several subcommittees. We have our main concern for the conference is about the location. The location, which is not normal. Many constraints. I understand. But the summit, I don't know, several years, the major event for ICANN also. So the question of the location, should have been solved, but it was not the case. The group trying to resolve the problems that take place from one moment to the other. So, before talking about an item that relates to this, there is also the choice by at large. There's a topic that is very important for ELAC. The selection committee has finished its work, the first stage of its work, which concerns presenting votes, the candidates, three other candidates. We picked two of them. The other committee, the procedure committee, has taken charge already. That is for the proposal for the selection of one day for voting by RALO. The candidates were proposed, and the procedure is going to announce quickly the term for RALO. Election, that's okay. The other topic is the committee, regional outreach committee, the pilot project for the community. The travel expenses, in the agenda we are going to talk about this. The other topic that is in discussion in ELAC is the budget. If this is added in the agenda, the Brazil meeting is something that is very much interest for ELAC. We have ELAC tries to understand how this is going in terms of the preparation committees for Brazil. Committees have been created. The question was asked. So far, Olivier has confirmed. I would like to say that we can say that on the substantial plan, we are well engaged. About the procedure, I don't know what's going on. Maybe Olivier can give his update. I think this is the topics that are under debate currently.
Merci beaucoup, Tijani.
Thank you, Tijani, for all your positions. Thank you for being on the topic of the ELAC work topic. Thank you very much again. Unless Olivier would like to add anything. Good afternoon, everybody. Olivier. This is Olivier Crépin-Leblon. I would like to add on about the politics on ALAC, which was started, because it was not 100% up to date. We are looking at the original list. It was not valid. This is the main part about all the work that is being done at the political level by ALAC. The final topic that we could add, or the first that concerns the fact that there is a dissemination for the construction of a new DTLD that is presented, for example, .cam would be added to .com. This was added by people from the forum. This was different in the group. I think there was a question there. A comment. For translation of the contact information regarding whom, for example, in Europe, it will be how the contact is retranslated or changes data. We have domain names in China, for example, which is in Chinese. There is a project. We're going to comment on that. For the rest, I think that all the other items were very well exposed. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Olivier. Are there any comments? I think somebody asked for the floor. If there are no other comments, we're going to now turn to the next item for the AFRALO members. Yes? Yaovi, yes? Yaovi? On mute. Thank you for the work by AFRALO and ALAC. Confirmations requested to Tijani for his presentation when the list of candidates was presented for the voting. There was no candidacy in Beijing. Thank you. Tijani? Yes, thank you. So his question, your question, Yaovi, was why there was no African candidacy. No, not why. There was no candidacy. No African candidacy, yes. Thank you.
Merci à vous deux.
Thank you, you too. Now we will turn to next item. The recent activities from the members of AFRALO. I would like to remind you that the staff conducted a work by creating a spotlight for multiple activities by the ILF. I would like to remind you that it's a kind of a window from AFRALO vis-a-vis ICANN to talk about the ALS. And please do not hesitate. If there is a small activity or a medium-sized activity, please include it if you would like. Sylvia does the same thing. So I would like to insist. I know that in Cameroon, for example, this activity group, the in Burkina Faso, or others, you do activities, you take some time and put the activities on this page, please. Anybody would like to take the floor before we go to the next item? Okay. Tijani is taking the floor. Yes, sorry to take the floor again, but I think there is a confusion. The web page that we created before for the ALS activities is called Spotlight. Yes, Tijani, could you please specify what is the difference? It's not that there is a difference. It's another web page. Spotlight is a new web page. Before, there was a web page that was done by IP where we would post the activities. Okay, very well. If there are no other comments, we will now move to the next item. Michel says he's muted. He would like to take the floor. Could we unmute him?
Bon, Michel, si tu m'entends, tu pourras toujours prendre la parole.
Michel, you can take the floor when you are not muted anymore. So we will go to the other item. We have decided that at each teleconference, one ALS would take the floor to talk about their activities. This is now the turn for the Morocco ALS, which I represent. Therefore, this is just to inform you that we are preparing for the next week. This is going to be the 21st February, so next Friday. A one journey session on the main name industry in collaboration with Technopark in Casablanca, which is a large group which groups several enterprises in the information technology, telecommunications, IT, in collaboration with Le PIR and with the Morocco Agency of Protection of CL. We are also doing it with the Association of Technopark Businesses. So you are invited to visit the program, which is on our website, which I'm including here, on the Adobe Connect. Does anybody wish to take the floor? These are the topics for information. Fatimata wanted to take the floor. Fatimata, you can take the floor, please. You can talk about your activity if you have one, so there is no problem. Then about another topic, about the same topic. Well, my ALS is working precisely with women to reinforce capacities on the development of model associations in Raid. This opportunity about internet governance. This was a session of information for participation on internet governance, technical governance, gender governance. That's it. So this is going to take place before the session. the world session of Sinerkip. That's in the planning stage now. The activity that we are doing in our ALS. Thank you very much, Fatimata. Michel, is your mic on? It's still muted. Yes, Michel, you can take the floor. We can hear you. We can hear you. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm happy to take the floor. I wanted to talk about the activities of the ALS. Different movement in Cameroon, participate for several months. It's necessary in Cameroon, in the framework of the review of the teams in Cameroon. At the same time, ALAC is with other organizations, local organizations, reviewing the rules. We're sending the implementation for an activity. For this year, as you know, we are organizing a session for the coverage. This is organized with another organization.
Merci beaucoup, Michel.
Thank you, Michel. Fatimata, could you please draft a paragraph on the text for the ALSs that are not present to have the information? So we are now moving to the next item, the fourth item. This item about information. There are seven items. Please, I would like the participants not to exceed 3 minutes for each item. I'm going to begin with the first one, the CROP. Remember that the CROP is the Community Regional Outreach Pilot Project. I will now give the floor to Fatimata, who is following this very closely. Thank you. This is Fatimata speaking. I'm going to talk about our RALU, AFRALU. We have had several, we asked several times the ALS at the meetings and also after the launch about the proposal to participate in activities, outreach activities for information and participation in order to recruit other ALSs, in order to inform about ICANN activities and others. Unfortunately, up to now, there are no ALSs that have proposals. We have worked with Tijani, Aziz, and myself. We have worked on the proposal We have looked at the activities regarding at the level of the Africa region. Unfortunately, there are many before June. We are working on a project that is going to be followed very soon. Let me remind you that Tijani and myself are the coordinators for Afralo in terms of crop. We need to do this trip before the end of June, and equally we must foresee about 1 week. It is a bit complicated, but we have a window to request at the level of the team of crop. If Tijani has anything to add about this? Thank you, Fatimata. Tijani is not raising his hand, so you have said everything. So if you wish, is it okay, Tijani? Yes, I was saying everything was clear. We are now moving to the next item. About the program, who is speaking? Michel. For the record. About this project, I have to confess that we have not followed the presentation. It's important because we need in our country, in our region, a participation. As Fatimata, Tijani, a project Yes. You are asking a question to Fatimata. Thank you, Fatimata, taking the floor to respond to Michel. Michel, each region is entitled to a trip account for the number of people who are in charge in ICANN. This is done by this is 3 days and maximum per diem to participate in the activities before the end of June in the Africa region. An activity that is permitted for training of a choice. Also among the presenters of the activities, we have requested the LASs to propose something in the region at the moment. We waited. So we're going to propose something. It's not a matter of geographical distribution inside Africa itself. Everybody is represented. Thank you, Fatimata. Excuse me, next item, which was discussed. The last two teleconferences, we requested ALS. We are now, if there is no further question, we are going to move to next item. Additional request from the community about budget. This is Tijani. Tijani, you have 3 minutes. Tijani speaking. Thank you, Aziz. as it was discussed 2 years ago. The finance department is requesting to present additional requests for the budget for additional activities to be conducted during the fiscal year 2015, which are not included in the global ICANN budget. We left that for 2 years, now it's the third year. So, candidates for additional requests in January mostly are closing on March the 7th. Before March the 7th, the Department of Finance can receive all requests within ALAC, the Finance and Budget Subcommittee had a procedure to receive all the requests from ALSs before February 28th in order to have 1 week in order to study those requests and to see whether the requests, because there are many requests, so they are receivable. This is according to the criteria. Matter of all the documents that explain the additional budget. Therefore, Subcommittee of Finance and Budget has a duty to verify whether the requests are well conducted in order to succeed. Before February 28th, the requests have to be sent to the Subcommittee of Finance and Budget. You send that to staff, it's going to arrive, no problem, as you did in the previous years. Every ALS which has a project or something that the ALS or the region can do without fiscal year 2015, which is not included in the ICANN global budget, please fill the form that we sent before and send it to staff. And then it's going to be submitted to the finance department. Thank you, Tijani. I have a little question, if the others permit. In the past, I don't remember, has there been an ALS that made a proposal or a project? Could you talk about the history? For Afralo, in the past, Afralo proposed in the last year's project, which were transferred to the finance department. There was one time where an ALS had proposed a project and the project was not accepted by the finance department. This is why now the Finance and Budget Subcommittee is receiving the request beforehand so as to correct something or to see whether anything is missing so that ALS can be corrected before sending the request. This is better to take 1 week for verification. Are there criteria or rules or online forms to be filled by an ALS? Of course. Tijani, I'm making a proposal for the next teleconference. Let me finish. The form was proposed to you on the wiki of the Finance Subcommittee. Staff posted the link on the webpage. We had talked about this for a month on the second teleconference, and we give the details for this. The criteria should be the strategic objectives for ICANN, the ICANN objectives in general, the proposal shouldn't go out of the scope of ICANN, of course, and this is because it is included in the general budget of ICANN. Thank you, Tijani. I asked the question on purpose so that you could give details, because it is important for the ALSs to know that they can have projects and finance for them. If somebody doesn't know about the procedure and would like to ask a question, please contact me immediately. If they haven't found the document, please contact me. I think there are people, and maybe there's a small Pierre that arrived who has a question. Please, Pierre, you have the floor. Thank you very much. Can you hear me? I wanted to ask precisely whether you could send us the criteria and the form. I never been to the wiki. So could you please send by email so that we can take a look at all that? Thank you. Okay. Thank you, Pierre. I'm asking Sylvia whether she can take note in the action items that Tijani is going to send information for the budget. Fatimata, you have the floor. I'm taking the floor again now to speak about the budget committee. It was asked, and I'm about to speak about candidates. Anyway, the previous speaker said everything. Yes, I'm going to talk about this. Yes, don't worry. I cannot see him in the list of participants. Yes, he's there. He's there. Okay. So I can excuse myself. Thank you, everybody. And good conference. Thank you, Fatimata. Thank you, Fatimata. So, without transition, excuse me, Fatimata speaking. I had asked to talk about the call for candidates for Lenomcom. There is a call that was done. At the ELAC level, which does not concern our region, it's ARALO. So we are not included, but there is also a solution at the level of GNSOs and one at the level of CCNSOs. So we can, at the level of the African community, make a request to try to identify the persons that would be interested. Yovi had said that there were no African candidates at all. And we can try to announce, because there is an interesting process by the members of the community. To put up the link by the NOMCOM for the candidacies to request the members of our community to include their candidacies. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Fatimata, for all your details. I'm sorry that there are no candidacies from our side. This does not mean that there are no candidates. There are people who are interested, but they believe that they have no possibilities to be elected, so they have been dropped beforehand. So I would like to go to the next item about the Evaluation Committee for Candidates for the selection of members of the board selected by ALAC. the group that we call, the committee that we call DCEC. I would like to give the floor to Mohamed because he represents Afralo in this committee. Do you have Mohamed on the English channel? Mohamed, could you please speak up or come closer to the microphone so that the interpreters can hear you? Aziz, this is Gisela.
Aziz, c'est Gisela.
Oui, Gisela.
Excuse-moi de te déranger. C'était pour te dire que Mohamed essaye de parler sur le canal anglais, mais les interprètes ne l'entendent pas. Donc on va.
Mohamed is trying to solve. Is trying to speak in the English channel, but the interpreters cannot hear me. We understand. Tijani is going to take the floor. Gisela, the problem is exactly. I talked about it. Mohamed is in the French channel. Normally we don't hear him, so interpreters are not hearing him on the English channel. It's normal. I have the impression that there is an interpretation problem. Tijani, could you summarize what Mohammed has just said? I couldn't hear very well, but as I know about the topic, the committee has finished its work, the selection of candidates, 9 candidates raised their candidacies. The committee has selected 5 candidates for vote. 5 candidates were selected for voting. 3 others that were not selected. One of those 3 protested because this was in public. He said he did not accept that, so it was well written on the EOI. He said, so his agreement for that to be published. He accepted, and he took 2 other candidates which were not selected by the BCEC. 5 candidates and 2 others that were not selected by the BCEC, which normally could be added at the request of Rallo. But Rallo had up to February 11th and did not do it. So there is not going to be additions. So there are going to be 7 candidates for at large. In terms of BCEC. Okay. Thank you. I am sorry for Mohammed because we were unable to hear him. Tijani, therefore, took the relay. Thank you, Tijani. We are now moving to the next item. It's the BMSPC. This group is the committee which is related to BCEC. The process committee for the selection of administration council members selected by at-large. Tijani, would you like to add anything? There are some things to add. No addition about the vote. Normally, there were requests for additions for the other railroads to sustain their demands. There is no request that was added at the level of votes. So, now there were no requests. We're now moving soon to the selection. We're going to begin by the first step, the first turn, which consists of eliminating 2 candidates to leave only 3 candidates. Then we'll soon are going to do this step on a virtual meeting. After that, the second round is going to be done in Singapore. Everybody's going to Singapore, so if somebody in the virtual, it's going to be in transparency. That's it. Very well. Are there any questions about this? It's very important. We can dedicate 2 minutes to questions. Are there questions about this selection committee process? About the voting members that are going to represent ALAC, which are therefore going to represent the RALO, and as a result are going to represent AFRALO. Aziz, could I please introduce the members that are going to be elected, do not represent either at large or at ALAC or RALO. They will be members for themselves at the board. They have to be taken in consideration. First of all, the interest of ICANN, not the interest of the region or the interest of ALAC or the interest of at large. So we must avoid saying that they are going to present this or that. The members of the board are there for ICANN, and their first interest is the interest of ICANN, not the interest of those which they represent otherwise. Okay, are there any comments? I find that when they come from ILAC, it means that more or less if there is a position, it's from a role of RALO. It's called a seat of a person who comes from ALAG, so who comes from a representative. Very well. Are there any other comments or questions for Tijani? Are you with us,
Sidan?
No, he's not there. We're going to now move to the next item, working group on the second at large summit, at large 2. Yes, that's it. The working group on the second at large summit in London. Is there anything to add to Gianni or Peters or Boudouin? Is Peters with us? Because he's part of that group. He represents a fellow with Boudouin and Tijani. Peters is not there. Boudouin is not there. Therefore, Tijani, you can take the floor. Thank you, Aziz. I can talk about this topic. We are working. We are a bit concerned, but we are working quite well. In Singapore, the dissemination in Singapore, between Singapore and London, there are going to be some retouches that are necessary considering the circumstances. As I said, there's some small concern about the location, to the execution of the location. I'll say Faraday. I think we may find the solution about on another level. We're going to launch the capacity building that is going to be that precede the summit after Singapore. It's going to begin after Singapore so as not to leave so too far from the summit. So soon we're going to distribute the program and everything that is going to be related to capacity building or training. Thank you, Tijani. Are there any comments? Remind you that we have exceeded a time allocated to this conference by 11 minutes. So we are now going to move to the final item, the subject for discussion. We have 5 minutes in total. Philippe, are you with us to talk about the new request from ALS? ISO Kenya, there was a problem. Can you talk about this, Philippe? Quickly, you have 1 minute to talk. Disconnected. ISO Kenya had already tried to obtain from ALAC. There was a problem about the website or the portal, and ISO Kenya, which was not accessible. Then we reported, ILAC reported for a later date the vote of ISO Kenya, waiting for the situation for the website to be disconnected. The other request that we received as LS is from Ivory Coast in terms of digital age. An email was received about the list to request the advice of digital age. Nobody answered, so this means that the ALS is against. In general, when the advice is in favor, the response is received. You have 1 minute to discuss the digital age or age numeric, to discuss another point of view on this ALS, which is called age numeric Côte d'Ivoire. Can we add this ALS?
Oui.
January? In January. You can take the floor, yes.
Hello.
There are many activities.
Yes, Philip is online. Yes, Philip is online.
Yeah, you can take the floor.
Hello.
Because I'm being told that there's we need to close the table.
Yes, Philip. Can I take the floor, please?
Philip is Age Numérique. Is the organization?
Yes, Philip.
I'm going to summarize one favorable opinion to accept this ALS. Please, Sylvia, could you add this action item that a fellow have to send a favorable opinion for Ajmeric. Final item is the meeting, joint meeting of fellow African from Singapore. For the next topic, was there a proposal? I don't remember the topic. I think it was the multi-stakeholder topic. It was very quick. Briefly, please, could you add if you have a proposal on the topic that we must discuss at the Singapore meeting? Michelle, we can hear you very weakly. Could you repeat? Can you hear me? Now, yes. In English channel, would like to take the floor. Who is on the English channel? I didn't understand what Michelle is saying. Who is on the English channel? Michelle? Philip is in the English channel. Would like to take the floor. I understand that somebody is on the English channel that would like to take the floor. Who is that? Aziz, can you hear me? This is Gisela. To say that Philip would like to take the floor on the English channel. Okay. Philip, please, you have the floor. Is Gisela again? I think that Philip dropped. Tijani, would you like to take the floor? No, I would just would like to know why the interpreters did not say that Philip wanted to take the floor. Yes. Philip did not raise the hand on Antigo. He has raised a hand. Yes, Philip. Item of the Afro-African joint meeting in Singapore. Yes, Tijani. We have to think. I believe that there is a message. We have to give a deadline. Tijani, this is already done. I know. But a reminder to say that we have to take 1 week or 2 weeks to decide on topics, and after these 2 weeks we will give a report, a list of proposals to make the decision. Very well. In this case, we will take note of an action item, Sylvia, that we're going to give a term of 1 week. We're going to request Philip to give 1 week. At the end of that week, the topics will be decided. In general, what happens is that we request the advice of all the LSs, of all the lists, and then somebody says we have chosen the topic, not that. Interpreter is saying Philip wants to speak on English. Philip, we can hear you. No, this is Gisela. We are verifying. For interpreters, please, we cannot hear you on the French channel. Philip dropped again. Philip, see if you can hear us. This is just to tell you that we are going to launch a call again in the list to give a deadline of 1 week on the list to request again participants of the African community if they wish to propose a topic. If beyond that week nobody answers, a meeting will take place at a fellow to decide on the topics of the African meeting. We are about to conclude. Are there any other items? Afralo and ICANN. African community. There are no other remarks. I would like to thank. We have to relieve Maria and Aurélie for the thank you for the work you have done. Thank you very much for your participation, everybody. And we are going to meet again 1 month from now before the meeting of Singapore. Thank you. Thank you, Aziz.
Merci à tout le monde.
Thank you, everybody.